to my dojo. This is Kung Fu Pizza Party, and I'm your host, Brandon Knight. And today I am running it back with Brian. He was on back on Independence Day to talk about the iconic, well-known film, Phantom Raiders. But he's here today. I mentioned when I rattled off his Wikipedia background in his last episode that he is an amateur fighter, and actually that debut fight was fairly recent. And so we're going to do a little interview today to talk about Brian's journey to his debut fight. But Brian, welcome back to the show.
Let's get after it.
So here on Kung Fu Pizza Party, I seek to deliver high-flying action in 30 minutes or less and serve up some wisdom one slice at a time. Brian, back right around March or so, we had found out that coming to a local sports complex near us, Armored MMA was going to have a show right in our backyard. And we were stoked to go see some medieval action. But you ended up having to work. And then we found out that there was going to be a fight night. Firefighters versus cops at the same venue just a couple weeks later. And I was like, hey, do you want to do this one instead? And I think it was like 4 days later you said, hey, I'm going to fight in that on that card. So walk us through... how do you go from potentially going to see dudes in armor smacking each other with shields to on a fight card for something that does not involve shields and armor and all that?
Yeah, so I am still, I was going to use the word bitter. It's probably not the right word. But I do still wish that we were able to go see that Armored MMA. I heard it sold out, and I heard it was a spectacular show. And I know that's not, I think that was the first time they've been in the area like ever. So since they had so much success selling out the show, it would be my assumption that they would run it back here at some point. So hopefully we do get to catch that the next time they come around. Fingers crossed they do.
Yeah. And not a,
yeah, but
not a small venue either, just to help people understand. We're not talking like a Catholic Church bingo hall. This is like an actual like sports complex, you know, a couple hundred people. So come back in town, please, Armored MMA. Anyway, go on.
Yeah, so the 911 Slugfest it's an annual event. It has been going on for several years now at the Hammond Civic Center. And it's for first responders, firefighter, EMS, law enforcement personnel, and me too. So you sent me that link just kind of as a, hey, we missed that one. Let's try to hit this one. And that was kind of my initial thought too, because I still haven't seen live combat in a bit now. I'm actually gonna miss Bellator. They're coming to Chicago this week. I'm gonna miss out on that as well. So it's gonna happen soon. But to get back on track here. Yeah, I was just giving it a thought over, and I went on their websites and saw they had a fighter application that I could still fill out. And I figured, you know, I wrote all this stuff in my book about men and being men of action and having that warrior spirit and all those kinds of things. And I said, well, if I'm going to impart that to other people, I should probably embody it. It's one thing to do, to train, to spar even, and I've done plenty of that. But to get into the ring is a completely different story. So to be honest, I kind of put in the application and didn't think much of it. And then I got contacted by the promoter, and then it kind of became more of a reality. I was like, well, now I'm starting to kind of feel the pressure, feel the anxiety. I mean, am I going to get my head punched off my shoulders? So yeah, that's kind of how that all started.
I love how you had this moment of kind of a put up or shut up kind of moment. You know, you were, as you said in your book, you talk about the fighting spirit, going out and into combat and things like that, and just wanting to put your money where your mouth is of like, okay, you've got the opportunity, so let's go for it. And this was actually, this opportunity was something you had been looking for a long time, wasn't it? You've been wanting to have that first fight for a very long time.
Yeah, the week before, I believe, my wedding date, there was a kickboxing event, and my fiance, then wife, or now wife, at the time was like, absolutely not. You know, you can't have a black eye for wedding pictures. So obviously I didn't put in for that. And the January prior, I had started really kicking into gear for, it was the same promotion. They were putting on a show at the Gene Shepherd Center, put in an application there and just didn't get the call. So it's been in the works for some time. So, I mean, this was short notice. You sent me the link to, I didn't even know it was going on. But you sent me the link to it, and then I got confirmation that I was there. I was gonna be there, about the two weeks before the actual event. So,
and some of the guys I've heard from, I think it was from you and from your wife, that some of the guys who were gonna be on the card had been in like fight camp for months at that point, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, I try to keep in shape and hit the gym, and this is the conversation for a different day, but to be a martial artist and to be a war fighter, right? You have to train in different capacities, whether that's you know, your mind or your body or the actual techniques. There's different ways to sharpen the sword. These guys had been doing all of that, some of them anyways, reportedly since like December, you know, talking to these guys in the locker room that they knew they had this coming up. They fought the year before. They wanted to give it their best go at it this year. So they had been training 4 or 5, 6 months to get it done. So,
and I think one of the best parts of that is this is a charity event, like, and not for the police and firefighters, but for Make-A-Wish. And so just the idea of like these guys who, you know, there were some people out there, they took it very seriously. You could kind of tell some of the people who were like, just going to give it a try. And then there were some people, some of those cops and particularly, but some of the firefighters as well, who was like, you're taking this very seriously for what is actually a charity event. Like, don't kill each other out there. But so what was it like being in fight camp for a whole 2 weeks?
Well, you know, I had those initial thoughts of I signed myself up for this, and gosh, I hope I don't, you know, get knocked out in front of a bunch of people. Yeah. Right. And Jack Callahan, who runs the Hammond Boxing Club, he was incredibly gracious and kind throughout the whole ordeal. He was the promoter for the show, and he opened up his gym to me to come and train. So obviously I have to balance that with my work schedule. So I think I ended up over there 3 or 4 times sparring, you know, some of the guys that were going to participate in the event. And just trying to, you know, be mindful of what I was eating. I did have to cut some weight for this fight. I kind of walk around at 175, 180 pounds, and I had to weigh in at 170. So not a massive cut, but to not be a professional doing that, with a 2-week time frame, I kind of had to be mindful of that, and ran quite a bit. Did a lot of cardio, and I did try to prepare myself the best I could for fight night. So once I got there, I'm pretty sure I'm not going to get my head knocked off my shoulders. That was my thought. So a little bit of a transition there.
Well, that's a good place to get to, getting from, my gosh, I'm going to lose my head, to, you know what, it's going to stay there. And listeners at home, just so you all know, Jack Callahan is like boxing royalty out here. He, the Hammond Boxing Club, and he was, and he himself, they, he is boxing royalty out here. Middleweight, wasn't he? He was like a middleweight contender back in the 80s, I believe it was. But yeah, has had this boxing club out in Hammond. Oh, I think I may have been in middle school when that thing opened up. So it's probably been around for at least 20 years now. But so you get to fight night. Where it, so, and you said that, you know, you're pretty confident you're not going to like get knocked out, at least. Where's your nerve level at? Is it worse at this point, or have you like settled in a little bit now that it's actually fight night?
Well, it was a long day. Just kind of waiting to, okay, to get the thing going. So we finally get there, and weigh-ins were initially going to be in the morning. They got bumped back, to the evening at 5 o'clock. So I kind of had the idea that I'd get there in the morning. I'd be able to get the weight of the weigh-in off my shoulders, kind of chill out for a few hours and show up to the event center. But weigh-ins were at 5 o'clock, so I got there, and all of that was kind of hectic. But I weighed in, doctor said I was good to go. So once I got there, but they didn't distribute. They had a fighters meeting and coaches meeting. They talked about the rules. Found out I was at the top of the bill. So since I signed up so late, I was the last guy on the fight card. So I was the main event. So that waiting that I had been doing all day, I was going to wait for 13 or so more fights to get the chance to get this over with. So, yeah, I mean, the nerves were there for sure. I was happy I didn't have to sit in the locker room the whole time. It was a long show considering the length of the bouts. So being able to get in the bleachers and sit there and watch that, I certainly appreciated that more than the view of the locker room. but yeah, I mean, once it was go time, I got up there, and it was what it was type of mentality, but I knew I was there, and I was gonna do the thing. So let's do the thing.
So how do you feel about the match itself and your performance in it?
Yeah, so it was 3 1-minute rounds. I kind of had a misconception about the whole ordeal. Obviously, this was my first go at the thing, so bell rings, you meet in the center, and I was kind of thinking a sparring match in front of a crowd of people. It wasn't that. Mm-hmm. He hit me once, and I was like, wow, this dude is trying to take my head off my shoulder. this was not sparring speed. This wasn't sparring power. This was, I'm trying to beat this person in front of me. So I had a wake-up call that first round. So I had to kind of kick it into gear. So overall, I thought I did well. The 1-minute rounds went by quickly. From a quarterback sitting on the couch perspective, hindsight is 20/20. I think I would have done better in a longer duration of about to be able to set things up. To kind of slow down the pace. Look at me stuttering all over the place. I'm trying to get my thoughts together. I could have fought better. The weight of the moment, I think, slows down your mental capacity into fight is to think. And if you're not thinking, you're not winning. So I ran into a lot of the same counters, and I could have started switch stepping to the other side and working the opposite angle. And I didn't ever do it. And that's not something foreign to me in sparring, but getting hit in the face as hard as this person could punch me, I think that that kept my eyes, my mind off of that.
For what it's worth, when it comes to your fight, first off, as your brother, I am quite proud of you for going out there and doing that. I've had plenty of sparring matches and I've had some tournament experience, but to go out there and get just wrecked with the first punch from a guy I've never met before, and to keep going, and just like the idea of the nerves, I'm very proud of you for taking that on. I also think you had the most gentlemanly conduct out there. There were some little bit of poor sports, I would say, as a longtime watcher of the fight world. Some poor sports out there. You listened to the ref's calls very well. You know, we told you to break, had your hand up immediately, the whole bit. So I do think you did well. I would have given you the second round in my personal scorecard. I would have given you the second round. I know after the match, I looked at your wife and I said, "You okay?" And she said, "Yes." He's never doing that again. So you tell us, Brian, where is this one of those? You got it out of your system. You're ready to move on with life. Or have you caught the bug more now to fight?
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know. My face hurt for probably a week and a half. Bridging my nose really, really hurt. Yeah, I don't know. I still kind of like the idea of a kickboxing fight at some point. There's not really too many like tournaments around here anymore, but to maybe do a karate or like a no-gi, like jiu-jitsu kind of tournament competition. Maybe at some point down the line. Boxing, I don't think would have been my first thought ever to compete in, but it was there. So that's what we did.
Would you prefer a kickboxing? Given the opportunity, is that the one you're more so inclined to try?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I don't know. I guess you can get hurt and hurt more in more places in the kickboxing realm. I don't think I'm a particularly bad boxer. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think it would be something, it would be different to do a kickboxing type of thing. And that, I mean, that's what I had previously tried to sign up for and wasn't able to.
Mm-hmm. Every once in a while, I get the thought in my head of maybe I'll try, because there are some tournaments like out in, I think I'm in a group on Facebook that advertised for the Midwest, and it's like Chicago, and then I think it's like Fort Wayne, and that's like within reasonable driving distance for us. That's where a lot of the like karate, taekwondo tournaments are taking place. And every once in a while, the thought goes through my head of maybe trying my hand at it again. But I was always better at forms. I was always better at katas and all that kind of stuff than I was stepping in onto the mat for a point sparring tournament. So, but maybe I'll send you the group invite for that page and you can just look at it, you know, and hopefully have more than 2 weeks to prepare for it.
Sure. Yeah. I think that would be good.
That would be good. Any final comments on your debut fight? How about some advice? We'll go with that. Yeah. We'll do some advice. You have any advice for the person out there who maybe is considering that one fight just to get it out of their system? What do you have any advice for them?
Send it, dude. You got to send it. Not in the sense that you're just doing something willy nilly. It's an intentional thing. You know, I had 2 weeks to figure it out, and I wasn't in terrible. I was probably in average shape. But saying yes, and I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it with all the effort that I can muster. And I, you know, this was a charity event. So the ref at the end of the fight, when the judges were calling out the scorecards, he said that was the best fight of the night. So to be able to put awesome. On that performance, and I mean, I threw everything in my Kia Forte at that guy. I couldn't get him to go down. So to do it intentionally. If you're going to do it intentionally. Do it with all your heart. You know, be a warrior and get it done.
I like that. Do it intentionally. You know, I think of like my job with Ninja Zone, completely different ball game. But, you know, I'm 31 learning for the first time how to do a backflip. And like, you can't half-ass that. You have to go out there and you have to do the thing, like you've been saying. So yeah, I will double down on that. Of if you're thinking about that first fight or trying martial arts for the very first time, put your best foot forward and put your all in. Thank you, Brian, for taking the time for this to record this episode. And for those of you listening to this episode, you can check out Brian's book, Many Men, on Amazon and Barnes & Noble as well. You can find a link for it in the description of this episode. And you can keep up with Kung Fu Pizza Party on Instagram at Kung Fu Pizza Party and on Letterboxd, Kung Fu Pizza, P-R-T-Y. This has been Kung Fu Pizza Party, where we have delivered high-flying action in 30 minutes or less and served up some wisdom, one slice.